5 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KFUE News Time is 8:24, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. Church of the Nazarene Pastor Paul Meinke joining us here on the KFUE Sutherland Studio Line as we talk about some big doings here for the church and some public opportunities here for the church to get involved here.
Pastor Meinke, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys today?
Hey, we're doing all right here today. So obviously Halloween is up next as far as the community schedule is concerned, which means a lot of folks are doing trunk or treat. Sounds like your church is about ready for that here today.
That's right. We have our event planned for this Sunday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. there on the church grounds. It's 2931 East 24th Street, and with the landmarks, people know our church is right over by Walmart and Aldi. That's probably easier for people to find. And we're looking forward to having as many kiddos come out in their costumes with their families and have a good time, get some candy. Play some games, jump on inflatables, and have a good time. So,
good deal. So what's prompted the church to take this step and have things open here to the community? I know a lot of churches do it. What's the perspective from your mind?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, it's awesome that we can be out and about in the community. This we try and do as much as we can off campus, and this is just something that we have the ability to invite people on to our property and see our people in action, loving our community right here on our home base. And really, you know, a lot of times churches are trying to do outreach and find ways to impact the community. This is really just a time to have some fun and impact the community that way. And we're trying to meet new people and introduce ourselves to the community or reintroduce, if that's the case. And, you know, honestly, the last couple of Halloweens, it's been a push with the pandemic slowing people down. And actually last year was rain that slowed everybody down at Halloween. And so we're praying for sunny days on Sunday, and so we can get out and enjoy the evening.
Looks like it's going to be a beautiful sunny fall day on Sunday with 62 degrees. That's perfect fall temperatures right there for the trunk or treat at the Church of the Nazarene beginning, what, at 4 p.m. this Sunday? Is that correct?
That's correct. We'll start at 4 o'clock, 4 to 6. So and just drop in anytime between between 4 and 6 o'clock. So if you're not there right at 4, that's fine. Just come by whenever they have a chance.
And, Pastor, this is not the first thing that you've done here so far this year to kind of foster the community engagement. I remember we had you and Everett Weems on a talk of Emporia back, I think it was late spring, early summertime, to talk about some of the different things that you had planned. Maybe you can remind the community what you've already been involved with and how things have gone.
Yeah, all summer. We did what we called 7 Sundays in the summer, where we kind of rotated through the city at different parks every Sunday night, serve hot dogs to whoever was there and try to engage the community that way and meet new people all over the city. And that was an awesome time. It was fun for our church to engage each other and people around the city of Emporia. And obviously, a lot of people in this community over the last few years have engaged in our live nativity, which is coming up in December. So we try and do as best we can to be out and about. We're, you know, pick up spots for a packed pantry and places, things like that. So we do as much as we can to be out and do what we can for our people in Emporia.
Yeah, we thank you for your support of all the community activities you've been involved in. You mentioned your live nativity. Do you have a date set for this year's event?
Yeah, that will be Friday the 16th of December and Saturday the 17th of December.
Okay, good deal.
That'd be from 6 to 9 p.m. So, yeah, save the date for that. And we'll be pushing that stuff out as soon as possible because November is upon us. So we'll be publicizing that soon.
Really quickly, Pastor, before we loop back here to the Trunk or Treat event, when it comes to that live nativity, maybe you can remind folks kind of in general what happens there and just how how that sets the stage for the holidays for a lot of folks, having that visual there about the nativity.
Absolutely. Well, it's an event. If you haven't been, I encourage you to come. You enter in and you pay the tax. You pay Caesar, and it's just we ask that you donate canned goods. And you get a hot chocolate and cookies to enjoy on your way through Bethlehem. And there's about 16 or 17 different structures set up look like Bethlehem. And there's live animals running around. It looks like the whole little town of Bethlehem. And as you weave your way through, you can hear the story being read from Scripture on the closed circuit radio. It's a fun event to get in the mood for Christmas and remind everybody that it really is about Jesus Christ being born. And you end the event going by the stable where the Christ child is laying there. Sometimes it's an actual baby. Sometimes it's just a doll. But we have auditions for that. So if you have a young child that wants to... No, I'm just kidding. We don't. But it's fun.
You had me. You were reeling me in there. I was about ready to follow up on that.
Right. It's fun. So it's a good time. We had just a huge outpouring last year, and it'll be a great time this December as well.
All right, Pastor, as we wrap up here our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning, again, remind us about the trunk or treat, but before you do, going through the dates, I didn't ask you how much candy you got on hand or what you're going to have here for the weekend, so how much candy are you wrapping up here?
Yeah, our hope is to have in five digits. We want to have close to 15,000 pieces of candy to give out to our community, which is it's a whole load. We've been... after our church has been donating candy like crazy, so we have a huge pile right now. We have 15 to 18 different trunks set up, and they're on our property of people to give out candy. So we're kind of still setting that up with a few people, different decorated trunks and everything. So it's going to be fun, and it really encourages kids to wear their costumes, and it's a good preview time because the next day will be Halloween. So you'll get plenty of candy. We'll be serving hot dogs and popcorn. It's all for free. We'll be giving everybody an opportunity to sign up for a couple of $25 gift cards to area businesses around town just as a way to bless a few people that way as well. And then we'll have inflatables set up for kids to hang out and play and have a good time. So there'll be a full family event for sure. And obviously the point is getting some candy, so everybody bring your bucket to fill up, and it'll be fun. But that's this Sunday. It'll be October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. Just drop in anytime. You can stay the whole time. You can stay for however long it takes you to walk through the trunks, and we look forward to meeting a bunch of new people and getting to know you. So if you're out there, look for Pastor Paul. Tell him you heard us on the radio, and look for me, and I'd love to meet you.
Sounds like you're in the middle of a nativity right now, Pastor.
Yes, that's right.
You got to get the practice going now, right?
That's right.
Good deal. Well, Pastor, thanks so much. Please keep us posted here on when the plans for the nativity finalize here to close out the year, and also what you've got cooking for the church next year as well.
Will do. I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, Pastor, you too.
Yeah. Church of the Nazarene Pastor Paul Meinke previewing the church's big trunk or treat, and when we say big, 15,000 pieces of candy, and they've also got hot dogs and inflatables and all kinds of fun out there beginning at 4 p.m. this Sunday.
It would be a good time to be had by all, and boy, I tell you what, trick-or-treating is going to be in full force here starting this weekend and then going through the, well, I'll say the Halloween holiday. Ron will disagree on that, but it is the Halloween event. There you go. Hey, want to let you know that tomorrow's interview slot, specifically in the 8 o'clock hour, is going to be really busy. We got a lot of guests coming in for the Newsmaker 2, 8:20 in the morning, because this is, again, for the USD 252 Southern Lyon County Honor Flight, which is taking place Halloween on November 1st. We'll have students previewing their upcoming trip at 8:20. As Ron mentioned here, we get the latest community partner spotlight for the United Way of the Flint Hills as Bev Long with Kansas Children's Service League joins us around 8:35. And then at 8:45, we get the biweekly appearance from Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan. That's typically a morning show, but we get it all in the 8 o'clock hour here tomorrow on KVOE.
Well, don't forget the on-air chat is at 10:06 tomorrow.
Right.
And then, speaking of students in studio, we'll have more students in studio, Chuck, as the talk of Emporia tomorrow. We'll preview the Emporia Christian School annual pancake feed.
Ooh.
November the 5th, just another big event.
Mm-hmm.
On November the 5th, and we'll have Emporia Christian School students in here with Jessica Hopkins to do that tomorrow morning.
That'll be fun. Looking forward to that. So please join us for everything we got coming up here. And also, don't forget high school football playoffs this week. We got it all covered for you there, too.
There is a lot in the KVOE cauldron.
Well said.
Days. Our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at CB Financial 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. It is 8:35. Now the headlines from ABC.
She told a Russian court that she was sorry.
I want to also apologize.